Afternoons with Aaron here on KATE. Time for another winter sports preview. USC boys basketball, they're going to have their opener tonight as head coach of the Rebels. Adam Walker joins us. And Adam, a good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm sure you're excited for the opener tonight.
I am very excited. It's been a long off season, long summer, a lot of work that we put in. It's kind of amazing how fast the season, once the season starts, and now we're up playing a game already tonight, and next few weeks or next few months we're having pretty much two games a week, so it just hits you pretty quick.
Yeah, once the winter season gets rolling, it's like a snowball going down a hill. It just gets very, very busy. Adam, give me a little background about yourself. How many years have you been the head coach at USC?
Well, this is me my first year, actually, at USC. I grew up in St. James, not too far away. Played for my dad there. He coached over there for 30-some years. So after high school, I played basketball in college a little bit and got into coaching about 9 or 10 years ago, I would say. I did coach at the college level as an assistant for 2 years down in Nebraska, and spent the last 4 years prior to USC. I was at Truman Martin Luther Grenada on the East Chain as their head coach.
Okay.
So this will be my fifth year as a head coach, eighth overall in high school coaching, a couple of college, and then I've done a lot of youth stuff over the years that you can't. It's hard to count how many.
So
it's totally years I did that. So.
Yeah. So it's your first year at USC, but not your first rodeo. You've been coaching for quite a while. What colleges did you do some of coaching at?
Peru State College down in Nebraska.
Okay. Yep.
It's about an hour south of Omaha. It's in the NAIA Division II level. So got some good experience there. My uncle was the head coach, so that was kind of the in there. But I also finished school while I was down there too, so it worked out pretty well.
Adam Walker, first-year head coach, USC boys basketball. And I have to ask you, what enticed you to come from Truman, from that area, over to a coach in Wells?
Well, actually, I got hired here last year. I got hired on as a full-time substitute teacher here at USC. And last year, obviously, they didn't need a coach here. So I coached, actually, over in Grenada last year. So it was kind of pretty rocky with the COVID year. You know, we didn't start till January, so that made it a lot easier with the amount of travel I had to do. But so I was coaching in Grenada and teaching here. Halfway through the year last year, I became the fourth grade teacher here, and then they hired me back this year. And it was probably last April when Coach Overbo called and asked if he were to step down, would I be willing to take over? And I went through the interview process. I think they interviewed a couple other candidates, and I was thankfully hired in middle of May last year. So, like I said, I'm excited. It's a good program. They got a pretty brand new school here, so good facilities, and it's been a nice change so far.
Adam Walker, head coach, USC boys basketball, their winter sports preview here on KATE. And Adam, let's talk about the guys. I don't know if you got a roster in front of you, but talk about some of the players that make up this year's squad.
Well, we have about 5 or 6 seniors. The returning guys from last year's squad, senior Colton Quaddy, senior Luke Pedersen, Blake Schroeder, and then you got juniors Nick Bushlack, Zale Bushlack. Let's see, who else we got? George Martinez. Johnny Martinez will be he's a sophomore this year. And those are the kinds of players. We also got a transfer from Alden last year. So he didn't play varsity last year. He had to sit out a year. But his name's Tabor Conley. He's about 6'2", a good athlete. He played wide receiver here this past year. He had a really good year in football. So he'll be playing his first varsity, first season as a varsity player this year, because like I said, as a sophomore last year, he did have to sit out. He played a lot of JV, so he's a junior. So we're pretty good. We have a pretty good mix of players, you know, seniors, juniors, and then that one sophomore, you know, with returning experience. Now I know, Luke Pedersen, he broke his leg, I believe, last year. I'm not sure if that's exactly correct, but he had to sit. He was out most of the year last year. I think he played the last couple games on JV as a junior last year, just to kind of get his legs back a little bit and play a little bit. But we're looking forward to him staying healthy this year. And so that's what we have right now. We got, you know, a few other guys here. We have a lot. Everybody kind of knows their role in practice and you know, getting ready for the first game. Everybody's kind of unsure of who's going to step up so far. But I know those senior returners last year from last year's team, there's a really good mix of athletes there. So
Adam, as a first-year head coach, talk about your philosophy. Talk about, you know, the way you want to run your offense, your defense, and talk about, you know, has it been an easy transition for the guys learning a new system?
Yeah, I always kind of joke about it. My philosophy on coaching and how what we want to do offensively will always depend on how much height we have.
Yep.
I had a lot of height my previous few years at Grenada. I had 6'5", 6'6", kids. This year, I had to pretty much throw out my entire playbook from my previous experience the last few years because I am now more guard heavy than I had been. So with that, with some quickness, with some smaller guards, we're going to, you know, look to run and get after it defensively. We'll look to press quite a bit if we can, you know, while still sticking to our defensive rules in the half court also. So I do like to mix up the defenses a lot. And like I said, offensively, we'll look to push the ball when we can, and we'll have a lot of fun around the perimeter with some of these guards shooting the ball. So, you know, philosophy with me, it always kind of just depends on what you have every year and what kind of roster you're given. You know, games, they change every week. Whoever you're playing, you might play a team with a lot of size. You might play a team with a lot of guards. So things will change. So I always try to give everybody on the team, I try to, you know, every practice I try to give a different look of what we could expect for that next night. So,
and I like that because there's a lot of coaches that have a philosophy or a game plan year after year, and they like to stick to that no matter what their personnel is. So to adapt your personnel, I like that kind of philosophy.
Yeah, adapting is very key. You know, I kind of have that old school mentality a little bit. Just having my father was my coach, and I get a lot of advice from him and some of his old coaching buddies around the area. And I also kind of have that new school mentality a little bit too, where I'm still new to the game. You know, from a coaching standpoint. And you try to relate to the players nowadays, you know, the 3-point shot is just taking off at every level, you know, but I'm still kind of a guy. I don't want to shoot 43s a game if we're not going to make 15 or 20 of them. You know
gotcha.
What I mean? So that my philosophy can change from time to time. So it's hard to just say I have one philosophy, and yeah, I'm never going to be a guy that'll stay with one defense no matter what happens. Stay with the same offense no matter what happens. I mean, I always kind of, if you lose 9 in a row, you better change what you're doing. I don't care who you are. So.
No, I agree with you at 100%. Adam Walker, head coach, USC boys basketball. And Adam, before I let you go, you mentioned the lack of height for this year's team. Talk about strengths and talk about things that you can tell already the team's going to have to work on throughout the season.
Well, with the lack of height comes rebounding, so that'll be our big question mark. You know, these guys are going to work hard either way. And I say lack of height. We still have, you know, Zale Bushlock, he comes in at about 6'3". Luke and Tabor, about 6'2". Each of those two are about 6'2". So we still need a little bit of height, but just not that tall post player presence. We're going to have to play a lot of outside in basketball. And, you know, our strengths are they're going to be our weaknesses on most nights too. A lot of our games might depend on how well we shoot the ball, and a lot of our games are going to be based. They're going to come down to whether or not we can defend in the half court for sure. So those will be the keys all year, and obviously we're hoping that they'll all work out every game. Obviously, we want to win them all.
So. You always hope it works out, right? Follow the
yeah,
game plan.
We play in a very tough conference, so it's going to be. There's not going to be any easy nights, that's for sure.
First-year head coach, USC boys basketball, Adam Walker, previewing his team here on KETE. And, Coach, thank you so much for the time. Good luck in the opener tonight, and we'll check in throughout the season.
That sounds great. I appreciate the time. Thank you.